From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Evening Edition.
Sheep mowers kick robot grass.
I like artificial intelligence better than sheep.
Now at 6, the unique Earth Day celebration pitting robots against sheep.
Plus, the party celebrating a pricey new public toilet that was the butt of jokes around the world.
When everybody laughs at you, you got to take the power back and laugh at yourself.
And the shock in the mail that is dimming the lights at a historic East Bay theater.
Then later, California stores DNA samples from every baby born in the state. How our investigation into the practice has prompted a new push for transparency.
Live from the CBS studios in San Francisco this Sunday evening, I'm Brian Hackney.
And I'm Andrea Nakano. Tomorrow is Earth Day, and there have been plenty of early celebrations across the Bay Area.
None of them quite like the showdown today in Atherton. John Ramos shows us a lawn mowing battle between sheep and robots.
The purpose of Earth Day is to get people thinking about ways to protect the planet. And in a town like Atherton, that boils down to a fight over the best way to mow your lawn. At the Earth Day Festival in Atherton, they wanted to promote the benefits of using environmentally friendly lawn equipment. But that's where the friendliness ended. On the other side of the park, it was a battle of AI versus use, sheep versus robot, put to a vote.
This seems like it's funny and all jest. It's not. It's very serious.
Actually, it wasn't serious at all. The competition for eco-friendly lawn care pitted a flock of sheep from UC Davis against a newfangled autonomous lawnmower from Husqvarna. The mower acts like an outdoor Roomba, cutting the grass automatically using a GPS sensing tower.
What it does is it talks to the GPS, to the satellites, talks to the mower, and it talks to its little home, the base station. And then you drop points along the lawn, and you close the points out, and it makes a little square, and it knows where to go.
The advantage is it can mow anytime, day or night, makes almost no noise, and will automatically find its way back to the charging station when the battery gets low.
The head looked like the first part looks like a car, but also kind of like a Black Panther or something like that.
And they say it causes a lot less shock to lawns than normal weekly mowing.
With a robot, you cut them a couple days a week, 3-4 days a week. No cost because they're running out of battery, and they do no damage. In fact, the lawns are much healthier.
But not everyone is sold on the technology.
You want to watch me vote? Look at that. Here we go. Vote for the sheep. Sheep mowers kick robot grass.
Haven Kears has had enough of the robot. The UC Davis professor says her sheep have something that trumps high tech. They're cute and kind of fun to watch.
Let's look at the people watching, photographing the sheep. Oh, and then there's the robotic mower. Do you see anyone? Or is it hidden in a corridor with no one watching?
The sheep can also graze on hilly terrain, and they say watching them has a calming effect on people. But it was the cute factor that seemed to be swaying the public vote.
Well, they're cuter. If it has to be something cute for me in order to win, because, yeah, I like cute stuff.
Well, I just voted for the sheep, you know, organic matter over metal, you know.
8-year-old Rafi Schooley voted for the robot because he likes AI better than sheep, but he was wondering if there wasn't some way to combine the two.
And you could always just get a robot or like a hybrid version of a sheep and make it grow their fur faster. You can have like infinite fur machine that gives them like infinite fur and they could last forever.
But this was no popularity contest. Well, actually it was. So it wasn't a big surprise when the votes were counted and the result was announced.
The sheep versus robot competition is 20-103 and the sheep won. By a lot.
Yes, sheep! That's right, thank you.
So score one for organic matter over metal. The sheep seemed happy about it, but the robot sat quietly on its charging station, waiting, patiently waiting.
So why did Atherton pit the sheep against a robot in the first place? The city says it's a way to remind people that the state of California has banned gas-powered lawn equipment effective July 1st of this year. Tomorrow, CBS News Bay Area presents Earth Day, a special look at how Bay Area scientists and everyday people are working together to protect the planet. Our Earth Day streaming special airs on KPIX.com, the free CBS News app, and on Pluto TV.
Tomorrow, the Supreme Court will hear arguments in an Oregon case involving homeless encampments. The ruling could directly impact a similar battle in San Francisco. San Francisco has been banned from clearing encampments since late 2022 when the Coalition on Homelessness sued, arguing it is cruel to sweep the encampments when the city doesn't have enough shelter beds. That lawsuit is on hold until the Supreme Court rules on the Oregon case. Final decision is expected in July. Coming up tonight at 11, we ask a constitutional law professor about the potential ramifications here in the city. In a live look at SFO, Mayor Breed touched down just a few hours ago, returning from her week-long trip to China. She announced from Beijing that giant pandas are coming to the zoo in San Francisco, all part of China's diploma, the panda diplomacy program. Mayor also touted the trip as a chance to stimulate economic growth and expand tourism in the city.
We held a business forum of people who have interest in not only doing business in San Francisco, but investing in San Francisco. Signed an agreement to bring pandas to San Francisco, and we are aggressively moving towards entering into the appropriate agreements that would allow us to move in that direction.
Mayor says she met with a number of Chinese airlines discussing plans to increase the number of flights from the region to San Francisco.
Bustling streets in downtown San Jose this afternoon. People came out for Viva Calle. It's an event where the city closes miles of roads so people of all ages can bike, skate, walk, or just play in the street. Locals say it's a chance for people to connect with neighbors.
It's such a fun way to get out, see parts of our city that we may drive by or we may not drive on, but it's our city and you get to see it in a different perspective and you get to see lots of people from different backgrounds and all just hanging out and being friendly. And
Viva Calle was facing the chopping block last year due to city budget cuts, but local officials instead adjusted its amount of days to keep the event alive. And in honor of the event, the Our City Forest Organization planted 35 trees in the area. The volunteer group provides free trees all across the city as part of its Cool and Green Communities initiative.
San Francisco Toilet Bowl celebration for Noe Valley's brand new public bathroom. It drew international mockery in 2022 when the city said it would cost about $1.7 million to build a small restroom. Price tag ended up being $200,000, and Don Lynn was at the celebration and has this story.
People made a stink about it when they first learned it would cost $1.7 million to build a small bathroom like this one here. The public outcry forced the city to flush that idea down the toilet, so they came up with this. It's a celebration fit for the most infamous toilet, one that almost cost the price of a house.
Noe Valley, let's hear it for our not $1.7 million bathroom.
So event organizers decided to have some fun with it. Everything toilet themed. Even this band renamed to American Standard, at least for the day.
We couldn't get Toto here, so.
Leslie Crawford organized the Toilet Bowl celebration at Noe Valley Town Square.
When everybody laughs at you, you gotta take the power back and laugh at yourself.
Leslie admits San Francisco deserved all the poop it got when the city announced a $1.7 million price tag. People thought it was the perfect example of government waste.
It's preposterous because the plumbing was already in the ground when they built this place out.
I thought it was a little ridiculous myself. Everybody did.
Yeah, that's crazy.
A private company ended up donating this prefab bathroom, but the cost still added up to $200,000. The city says union workers had to connect the plumbing and do a bunch of other stuff to get it ready. I asked the folks who used it, how did it go?
I'm flush with excitement that they have a bathroom now, and it gets a 10 out of 10 for me.
It's great. It's a relief, and we can relieve ourselves when we have to go. We don't have to go to the restaurant.
Lovely, very clean.
It was spacious and clean and wonderful.
It is a relief to be able to go, finally.
And Leslie is happy there's no more bathroom jokes about San Francisco, at least for a short while.
This is a great ending to our story.
I haven't covered too many bathroom stories. 22 years in the business. Actually, this is the only one, so I have to give it a try. My review, strong flush, very functional, got the business done.
City says the bathroom is about 50 square feet, cost $200,000 to build. Applying the calculus, that's about $4,000 a square foot.